But if, even after being shown like this, he is pulled back by evil unconscious tendencies, and is afraid and escapes, and so cannot recognize the Yidam, then on the 12th day the blood-drinking manifestations of the Karma family will come, with the Gauris, Pishachis, and Yoginis to invite him. If he does not recognize, he will be afraid, so to show him again one should call the dead person by name and say these words. O child of noble family, listen without distraction. When the 12th day has come, the blood-drinking manifestation of the Karma family, called Blessed Karma Haruka, will emerge from the northern quarter of your brain and appear before you clearly in union with his consort. His body is dark green in color, with 3 heads, 6 arms, and 4 legs spread wide apart. The right face is white, the left one red, and the center one majestic, dark green. His 6 hands hold a sword in the first on the right, a trident bearing 3 human heads in the middle, and a rod in the last, a bell in the first on the left, a skull cup in the middle, and a plowshare in the last. His consort, Karma Krodishvari, embraces his body, with her right hand clasped around his neck and her left hand holding a skull full of blood to his mouth. Do not be afraid of him. Do not be terrified. Do not be bewildered. Recognize him as the form of your own mind. He is your Yidam, so do not be afraid. He is really Blessed Amoghasiddhi with his consort, so feel intense devotion. Recognition and liberation are simultaneous. When this is said, he will recognize the Yidam and, merging inseparably with it, become a Buddha. Through the instructions of his guru, he will recognize them as his own projections, the play of the mind, and he will be liberated. It is just like seeing a stuffed lion, for instance. He feels very frightened if he does not know that it is really only a stuffed lion, but if someone shows him what it is, he is astonished and no longer afraid. So here, too, he feels terrified and bewildered when the blood-drinking deities appear with their huge bodies and thick limbs, filling the whole of space. But as soon as he is shown, he recognizes them as his own projections, or as yidams, the luminosity on which he has meditated before and the self-existing luminosity which arises later, mother and son, merged together, and, like meeting a man he used to know very well, the self-liberating luminosity of his own mind spontaneously arises before him, and he is self-liberated. If he does not receive this showing, even a good person can turn back from here and wander in samsara. Then the 8 wrathful Gauris and the Pishachis with various heads will emerge from within his own brain and appear before him. So to show him again, one should call the dead person by name and say these words. O child of noble family, listen without distraction. The 8 Gauris will emerge from within your own brain and appear before you. Do not be afraid of them. From the eastern quarter of your brain, white Gauri will appear to you, holding a corpse as a club in her right hand and a skull cup filled with blood in her left hand. Do not be afraid. From the south, yellow Gauri shooting an arrow from a bow. From the west, red Pramoha, holding a sea monster banner. From the north, black Vetali, holding a vajra and a skull cup filled with blood. From the southeast, orange Pukasi, holding entrails in her right hand and eating them with her left. From the southwest, dark green Gasmari, drinking from a skull cup filled with blood, which she holds in her left hand and stirs with a vajra in her right hand. From the northwest, pale yellow Chandali, tearing a head and body apart, holding the heart in her right hand and eating the body with her left. From the northeast, dark blue Shmashani, tearing a head and body apart and eating. These 8 Gauris of the directions, surrounding the 5 blood-drinking Harukas, will emerge from within your own brain and appear before you. Do not be afraid of them. O child of noble family, listen without distraction. After them, in turn, the 8 Pishachis of the holy places will emerge and appear before you. From the east, Singhamukha, wine-colored, lion-headed, with her 2 hands crossed on her breast, holding a corpse in her mouth and tossing her mane. From the south, Vyagrimukha, red, tiger-headed, with her 2 arms crossed pointing downwards, her eyes staring and her teeth snarling. From the west, Shurgala Muka, black, fox-headed, holding a razor in her right hand and entrails in her left, eating them and licking the blood. From the north, Shvana Muka, dark blue, wolf-headed, carrying a corpse to her mouth with both hands, her eyes staring. From the southeast, Grudra Muka, pale yellow, vulture-headed, carrying a large human corpse over her shoulder and holding a skeleton in her hand. From the southwest, Kanka Muka, dark red, hawk-headed, carrying a large flayed skin over her shoulder. From the northwest, Kaka Muka, black, raven-headed, holding a skull cup in her left hand and a sword in her right and eating a heart and lungs. From the northeast, Ulu Muka, dark blue, owl-headed, holding a vajra in her right hand and a sword in her left, and eating. These eight pishachis of the holy places, surrounding the five blood-drinking harukas, will emerge from within your own brain and appear before you. Do not be afraid of them. Recognize whatever appears as the play of the mind, your own projections. O child of noble family, the four goddesses of the gates will also emerge from within your brain and appear before you, so recognize them. From the eastern quarter of your brain, Ankusha, white, tiger-headed, holding a goad and a skull cup filled with blood, will emerge and appear before you. From the south, Pasha, yellow, sow-headed, holding a noose. From the west, Shunkala, red, lion-headed, holding an iron chain. And from the north, Ganta, green, serpent-headed, holding a bell. These four goddesses of the gates will emerge from within your own brain and appear before you. Recognize them as Yidams. O child of noble family, after the 30 wrathful harukas, the 28 yogins will emerge in turn from within your brain and appear before you, with various heads and bearing various symbols. Do not be afraid of them, but recognize whatever appears as the play of your mind, your own projections. At this moment of reaching the crucial point, remember the instructions of your guru. O child of noble family, from the east, the six yoginis of the east will emerge from within your brain and appear before you. Rakshasi, demoness, wine-colored, with the head of a yak, holding a vajra in her hand. Brahmi, orange, serpent-headed, holding a lotus in her hand. Mahadevi, great goddess, dark green, leopard-headed, holding a trident in her hand. Lobha, greedy, blue, mongoose-headed, holding a wheel in her right hand. Kumari, virgin, red, with the head of a yellow bear, holding a short spear in her hand. And Indrani, white, with the head of a brown bear, holding a noose of entrails in her hand. Do not be afraid of them. O child of noble family, from the south, the six yoginis of the south will emerge from within your brain and appear before you. Vajra, yellow, with the head of a pig, holding a razor in her hand. Shanti, peace, red, with the head of a sea monster, holding a vase in her hand. Amrita, nectar of immortality, red, scorpion-headed, holding a lotus in her hand. Chandra, moon, white, hawk-headed, holding a vajra in her hand. Danda, club, dark green, fox-headed, holding a club in her hand. And Rakshasi, demoness, dark yellow, tiger-headed, holding a skull full of blood in her hand. Do not be afraid of them. O child of noble family, from the west, the six yoginis of the west will emerge from within your brain and appear before you. Bakshini, eater, dark green, vulture-headed, holding a club in her hand. Rati, pleasure, red, horse-headed, holding a large corpse's trunk in her hand. Mahabala, great strength, white, Garuda-headed, holding a club in her hand. Rakshasi, demoness, red, dog-headed, cutting with a Vajra razor in her hand. Kama, desire, red, with the head of a hoopoe, shooting an arrow from a bow in her hand. And Vasaraksha, protectress of wealth, dark green, with the head of a deer, holding a vase in her hand. Do not be afraid of them. O child of noble family, from the north the six yoginis of the north will emerge from within your own brain and appear before you. Vayudevi, wind goddess, blue, wolf-headed, waving a flag in her hand. Nari, woman, red, buffalo-headed, holding a stake in her hand. Varahi, sow, black, with the head of a sow, holding a noose of teeth in her hand. Vajra, red, with the head of a crow, holding a child's skin in her hand. Mahahastini, elephant, dark green, elephant-headed, holding a large corpse in her hand and drinking its blood. And Varuna Devi, water goddess, blue, serpent-headed, holding a noose of snakes in her hand. Do not be afraid of them. O child of noble family, the four yoginis of the gates will emerge from within your brain and appear before you. From the east, white Vajra, cuckoo-headed, holding an iron hook in her hand, and from the south, yellow Vajra, goat-headed, holding a noose in her hand. From the west, red Vajra, lion-headed, holding an iron chain in her hand. And from the north, dark green Vajra, serpent-headed, holding a bell in her hand. These four yoginis of the gates will emerge from within your brain and appear before you. These 28 yoginis arise spontaneously from the play of the self-existing form of the wrathful Harukas, so recognize them. O child of noble family, the Dharmakaya appears as the peaceful deities out of part of the emptiness. Recognize it. The Sambhogakaya appears as the wrathful deities out of part of the luminosity, so recognize it. If at this time, when the 58 blood-drinking deities emerge from within your own brain and appear before you, you know that whatever appears has arisen out of your own radiant insight, you will immediately become a Buddha inseparable from the blood-drinking deities. O child of noble family, if you do not recognize in this way, you will be afraid of them and escape, and so go on to more suffering. If you do not recognize in this way, you will see all the blood-drinking deities as lords of death, and you will fear them. You will feel terrified and bewildered and faint. Your own projections will turn into demons, and you will wander in samsara. But if you are neither attracted nor afraid, you will not wander in samsara. O child of noble family, the largest body of these peaceful and wrathful deities are like the whole sky. The medium ones are like Mount Meru, and the smallest ones are like 18 of our bodies, one on top of the other, so do not be afraid of them. All phenomena appear as lights and images. By recognizing all these appearances as the natural radiance of your own mind, your own radiance will merge inseparably with the lights and images, and you will become a Buddha. O child, whatever you see, however terrifying it is, recognize it as your own projection. Recognize it as the luminosity, the natural radiance of your own mind. If you recognize in this way, you will become a Buddha at that very moment, there is no doubt. What is called perfect instantaneous enlightenment will arise on the spot. Remember, O child of noble family, if you do not recognize now and are still afraid, all the peaceful deities will appear in the form of Mahakala, and all the wrathful deities will appear in the form of the Dharma King, the Lord of Death, and you will wander in samsara with all your projections turned into demons. O child of noble family, if you do not recognize your own projections, even though you have practiced Dharma for an eon and are learned in all the sutras and tantras, you will not become a Buddha. But if you recognize your projections, with one secret and one word, you will become a Buddha.